Officials with New York's Farm Advocacy Organization said their focus this year is strengthening the economy and future of farms and growers. Farm Bureau President Dean Norton noted that the average age of a New York farmer is 56. According to a 2007 Ag Census, about 1,900 farm operators are under the age of 35, while over 3,300 are over age 75.
The theme for our priority year issues this year is about transitioning farms to the next generation. One of the things that we'll be working with the governor and the state legislature on is trying to move the New York State threshold from $1 million to $5 million when it comes to estate tax. Another thing on our list about transitioning to the next generation is working to secure a 2% agricultural assessment cap on our agricultural lands. Currently, the cap is at 10%. With the tax cap being passed a couple years ago, agriculture now is being unfairly hit with a higher tax rate. And we're also going to be working to help some of the safety net programs.
The largest employers in rural New York are farm-related businesses, and Farm Bureau officials want a focus on agriculture as an economic development tool. Public Policy Director Julie Suarez says policies must be implemented that make farming less risky.
One of our suggested policy tools is to create a tool called a farm savings account, where you can allow for tax-free savings and withdrawals to help mitigate impacts during years when there are very tough crop yields, weather disasters, or various unintended consequences on the farms. We believe strongly that this type of a risk management tool, no cost to the government, certainly other than some deferred tax revenue, would assist our farmers in the bad years and really help them to grow in the future.
Julie Suarez says their members are concerned about a proposed increase in New York's minimum wage to $8.75 an hour.
While most of our farmers are paying over the minimum wage, we would like to see if we can get a training wage established open to all businesses that employ people like high school kids for a temporary basis so that you could at least hire them on at a reduced rate during a probationary or a training period to be able to teach them to actually work.
As the Farm Bureau looks towards the future of farming, Suarez notes that new startups have been led by women and immigrants.
We're really seeing a growth in people coming into farming. We're seeing a lot of interest in organic, a lot of interest in smaller CSA model farms. The tie-in to marketing to New York City green markets is very pertinent there. You know, the local agricultural demand has been very helpful to encourage particularly the smaller scale fruit, vegetable, and livestock production. 20% of our farmers produce 80% of the food in New York State, so we're very concerned to make sure that we're keeping that medium and larger farm dynamic also very vibrant. And what's been encouraging to see there is the next generation coming in, probably levels that we haven't seen before.
Cornell College of Agriculture and Life Sciences is reporting an increase in applicants and enrollees in agriculture majors. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.